This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather remains warm and pleasant, perfect for a stroll in Tel Aviv or a visit to the Old City in Jerusalem. The night ahead is expected to be mild, offering a comfortable evening for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, the Western Wall remains a significant religious site, but is not the temple itself, as noted just 20 minutes ago. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, smoke has been spotted rising from the Aqaba area after Iran launched a missile towards Jordan earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that explosions were heard in Eilut following Iran's missile attack on Jordan's Aqaba. Security forces are on high alert. Separately, JNS brings news from the past hour that Iran is claiming renewed drone attacks on Jordan and Bahrain, targeting military bases. And finally, from I-24 News, former President Trump has approved a deal allowing Saudi Arabia to enrich uranium for civilian purposes, reported 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 reported just minutes ago that Iranian air defenses intercepted a hostile drone over Tehran overnight. In a post from earlier, Shanaka Anslem Pereira highlighted the complexities of Washington's approval of a Saudi nuclear deal amid ongoing tensions with Iran. Noga Tarnopolsky noted that Trump's approval of Saudi uranium enrichment is seen as a significant setback for Israeli diplomacy, posting around 30 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Western Wall, Israel Hayom described it as a minor sanctuary, revered yet distinct from the Temple Mount. This commentary comes amid ongoing debates about its religious significance. The implications for religious tourism and heritage conservation could be substantial. Turning to the situation in Jordan, the Jerusalem Post and Ynet report that Iran's missile aimed at Aqaba led to heightened security measures in Eilut. This strike comes as regional tensions escalate, with potential implications for regional security and peacekeeping efforts. Meanwhile, JNS has noted that Iran's latest drone attacks targeted sites in Jordan and Bahrain. One strike hit a Jordanian base with historical ties to previous attacks on U.S. personnel. This raises concerns about the safety of foreign military forces in the region. Finally, on the diplomatic front, I-24 News reported that Trump's authorization for Saudi Arabia's uranium enrichment project has raised eyebrows. The move could alter the geopolitical landscape, impacting Israel's security strategies and diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business discusses the debate over business closures on Tisha B'Av, a matter still under municipal control, sparking nationwide discussions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Monday.com is laying off 620 employees as it restructures for the artificial intelligence era. This is seen as another blow to Israel's high-tech industry. And finally, as reported by CTech, Monday.com is shifting its business model to integrate AI, a move that underscores the rapid evolution of the tech landscape in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.